Did you know that you can now subscribe to Training Matters on iTunes? Don't miss out on new episodes. Go to iTunes now and subscribe.
Training Matters is brought to you by the Training Institute, dedicated to setting the standard for individuals responsible for training effectiveness in banks and credit unions across the country.
I'm Honey Shelton, your host of Training Matters. Welcome back, listeners. So glad you could join us. It's our commitment to bring you an interesting topic and guest each month. Our featured guest this month is Mark Bennett, President of Total Training Solutions. Mark and I've had the good fortune to work together for many years, and we both share a focus on providing training for banks and credit unions. I want to tell you a little bit about Mark. He's been involved in the banking industry for over 30 years and began his career in a community bank lending department. Soon he moved into marketing and training for the holding company. After leaving the bank, Mark went to work for a company which provided seminars to the banking industry. In 2002, Mark started his own training company, Total Training Solutions, and through their bank webinars and credit union webinars divisions, TTS provides training to thousands of banks and credit unions. In 2013, Mark launched the Bank Training Conference, the first of its kind conference specifically for those involved in training for both banks and credit unions. He's a graduate of the University of Wisconsin and has completed the School of Bank Marketing in Boulder, Colorado. Mark joins us today from his office in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Mark.
Well, hello, honey. Glad to be here. It's always a pleasure, and we do go back a ways, so it's always nice to have an opportunity to chat.
Likewise. I'm so glad you could be our guest this month. Mark, as I mentioned in the introduction, your company, Total Training Solutions, is very involved in webinars. Tell us how you got started with webinars.
Sure, yeah. As you mentioned, I've been involved in training for around 30 years, starting out in the bank and doing training for our holding company. And I've seen the evolution of training, and it has gone through a lot of different types of delivery over the years. And I know stand-up training, which, of course, is still being done, but I got my early starts in stand-up and traveled the country, and we used to call it our dog and pony show, as we'd take our 12 projector slide show on the road and do a program in different hotels around the country. And from there, it kind of evolved into video. And video was a great way to train as well within the financial institutions. You could put a video cassette in the recorder in the player, and people could sit there and watch the program. It was not interactive, of course. From there, we went into CD-ROMs, and CD-ROMs eventually led to online self-paced training, which really got some more interactivity into training. But about 10 years ago, I came across some programs, a delivery technique called webinars, and actually at that time it wasn't even called webinars. It was about the time the term was being coined, and people were just calling them online seminars. And then someone started using the term webinars about the same time as we did, and as we promoted these, people didn't even know what a webinar was, really. They just knew that it was something new that was online, and but we thought it was a great way to deliver training in a time where budgets were really being squeezed within financial institutions. Staff was being reduced, and frontline people especially weren't able to get outside the bank as often for a day-long program. And so they needed another way to keep up to date on what was happening in the worlds of customer service, compliance, and all different areas. So we really thought webinars fit the bill. You could put as many people as you want into one conference room. They could sit there. They could watch the program. It only took an hour or two, depending on the length of the program. And people came away with all of the same knowledge. Everybody got that same message across, and then there was always time for discussion afterwards. So we did our first ones, like I say, a little over 10 years ago. The first year, we offered 25 webinars in 12 months, so a little over maybe two a month, and now we offer over 200 in a year. So it certainly has grown over that time. You know, what's interesting, though, too, honey, is that none of these delivery methods have really gone away. They're all still there. They all serve a purpose. We still have great stand-up training available throughout the country. We have video. Video's delivered a little differently now. We don't throw a cassette in a player anymore. What we do is we have it over the Internet. And so each of those things are still out there. They all serve a purpose. But it has been very interesting to see the evolution of training over the years.
Well, no doubt about it. And, of course, I love the opportunity to work with you and your team. With over 200 webinars a year, that's kind of staggering. But how do you go about determining the topics you will offer?
Well, I think there's really three main ways we do that. And one, which is a great source for us, is our speakers. We hire some of the best speakers that are in the industry out there. And these are people that are actually focused on specific topics in the financial industry. And because they're focused on those specific topics, they're always aware of what's coming down the road, new things, the things that need to be trained on. And so we rely a great deal on our speaker network that we have established. And some of our speakers we've worked with for 20, 30 years on different projects. So it's a great network, and we certainly put a lot of faith into what they say as they come to us and say, hey, we think this is going to be an interesting topic. We think this will be a topic that is needed by your audience. Another thing we do is we do research. We read. There's a lot to read out there in the banking industry, so we're constantly reading. We're looking at different magazines, at different news feeds to see what's coming down the road. And so we certainly pay attention to that. And then probably the third way is through our viewers. A lot of people that watch our webinars are regular subscribers. They go to many webinars. And even if they don't, if they only attend one, they may come to us and say, do you offer a webinar on this topic? And if we start to hear that same question more than once or twice, we know that's a topic that's needed as well in the industry out there. So those would be probably the main reasons that we do that. We really cover everything from customer service and member service to lending and compliance. So it's basically all over the board. In fact, one week, just looking at a typical week, we offered a webinar on Notary Public one day, Bank Secrecy Act, new accounts procedures manuals another day, one on fair lending, one on HSAs, health savings accounts, and one on trust documents. That was all covered in one week. So you can see as we offer 52 weeks of webinars, there's a lot of different topics that are covered.
Well, that's awesome. It is a, you know, tremendously convenient way for people to get information and education. How do you see most banks and credit unions use your webinars?
Well, we really offer them three different ways, and one is live. And for the live session, participants will typically set on their computers, maybe by themselves, and listen to a program. They'll watch they'll listen to the audio, and the visuals will come over the Internet, and typically a PowerPoint presentation that they'll be able to follow along with. Or they may end up in a conference room with 10, 15 different people within that room watching the program that's projected on a screen, listening to a speakerphone or listening over the computer system. We also offer an on-demand option where people can go back and they can play the program at any time at their convenience. And finally, we do offer a combination so they can actually get the live and the on-demand. So sometimes what people will do is they'll listen to the live, they'll hold a discussion on that session following the session. So they'll be sitting in the room with maybe a supervisor and or an expert from their financial institution on that particular topic. Once the program takes place, they'll have a discussion within that room. Then maybe they'll go back and put those concepts into practice. And possibly 30, 60 days later, they'll come back and actually listen to that program again to pick up some things they may have missed or to reinforce those concepts that they learned when they watch the live program. So there's a lot of different ways they can do it and a lot of different ways that financial institutions use the programs. But because there is the on-demand, there is the live, or the combination of the two, there's a lot of flexibility. And I think that's, again, another good reason to use webinars these days.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more about that. And, you know, one thing I say to my clients about webinars that I do or that you provide or any of the vendors provide, some of those topics you talked about, like customer service, sales, you divide how many people could benefit from that, and you can get your cost, of education per person at a very reasonable fee. Plus, you know, there's no travel, there's no out of the office type of stress that comes with other types of training. So I think you made some good points there about how to maximize that investment. That being said, what do you see the future for webinars? How are they evolving?
Well, it's always interesting to try to look forward and see where webinars or any type of training delivery is going to go as we move down the road. And we try to do that as a company. We try to stay on the cutting edge. But you don't always know what's coming down the road. But I do know some things that I think that are going to happen with webinars. And one of those I believe will happen fairly soon is, along with webinars, there will be online testing. So it may be a situation, if you're watching it live, you may log into a quiz following the webinar, and this will just help to reinforce those concepts that you learned during the session. If you're watching it on demand, it may pop up at the end of the on-demand session. It may just take you through 5 to 10 questions to basically judge comprehension of what you just listened to. And I think that will be important, and I think that's something that financial institutions will be looking for as we move down the road. I think the other thing that may happen with webinars is that you will see more video involved in it. It may not just be the person doing the speaking, although that will probably come about first. You'll be able to see it, and that technology is already available. Not a lot of banks or credit unions use that yet because, again, it adds one more dimension to the technology issues that go with it. And although webinars now are pretty technology easy, as this comes around and as the internet continues to grow, I think you'll see more video. But the other thing besides the person doing the speaking you'll see is perhaps some scenarios that'll take place. So they'll show you a little example of what they're talking about, maybe in a vignette or something like that. Another exciting thing I think that's going to happen is we're going to see more custom webinars, and we're already doing some of those as a company, but I think we'll see more of that. And what I mean by custom webinars is that with 200 webinars a year, we have a tremendous amount of content available on all areas of banking. But perhaps your financial institution does things just a slightly different way than what's presented in that webinar. But you don't need a two-hour webinar just of what your financial institution is doing. You maybe just need a 10-minute segment of that entire webinar to be personalized to your financial institution. So what we can do is we can work with the speakers, the presenters of those webinars, to come up with a way to personalize that webinar just for your financial institution. So I see that as a really exciting thing coming down the road, and we've already used it with a couple larger banks are out there, but it'll easily be costly, cost effective for smaller banks as well as we move forward. So I think those are some neat things that are coming down the road with webinars, and who knows what else the future is going to bring.
Well, that's so true. As you said, the evolution of technology and the way we do things, and I love the testing idea. And I could even see, complementing, especially a custom webinar, perhaps making a pre-testing available, and then the webinars presented and the attendees then do post-testing. I think there's a lot of companies that would really be able to look at that and say, oh, this is great. First of all, the listener, the attendee, thought through before they attended the program what they need to know on the topic, then attend the webinar, and then do the post-testing. So as you said, there's more than one thing that's definitely going to come our way with the improvement of ways to make it more interesting and more meaningful, more training stick to it. We'll be back to hear more about what Mark Bennett has to say. Are you on the lookout for booster shots and great tips on how to excel on the job and in key relationships? Look no further. Every month, we publish a free newsletter, and several times a month, we post a new blog. Stay up with best practices and key information that can help you succeed on the job with coworkers, your manager, and customers. Go to our homepage now, interaction-training.com, and scroll down the page. You will see it is simple and fast to sign up and start receiving Interaction Training's free monthly newsletter and Honey Shelton's blog updates. Sign up now, interaction-training.com. Now, I've had the opportunity to present at your Bank Trainers Conference. I'm always delighted when you ask me. How did you come up with this idea to originate this conference?
Well, the Trainers Conference was always in my mind for many years, as I really saw a need for a conference specific to banks and credit unions. Now, over the years, as anybody that's involved in bank training has probably done, is they've attended a lot of conferences, and we're always there. We always have to keep up our skills, and we always have to learn what's new that's out there. But a lot of those conferences, although they offered many, many sessions, in fact, some of them offered hundreds of sessions, a lot of them were very general, or a lot of them didn't apply specifically to what we were doing in the banking industry. The other thing I found difficult when I attended those conferences, because maybe there was thousands of people there, it was very hard to find my peers, the people that were working in the banks and the credit unions that were out there that are actually attending those conferences. It was hard to network. And nothing really showed what was the best practices for banks and credit unions. There was nothing specific to the industry. And one other thing that I noticed was that there really weren't any specific banking vendors in the exhibit hall. So all those things came to mind, and I said, you know, I looked around. For years I said, I need to find a conference that's just for bankers. And I looked, and we couldn't find anything that was out there. So I said, well, if it's not out there, why don't we create it? And so we came together with some people, and we said, let's put this together. And after talking about it for a while, we actually put the first conference together. We did that, as Honey said, a couple of years ago, and that was in Orlando, and it was successful. And we went from there, and the people that attended that conference said, wow, this was what we needed. This was specific to banking. I met some great people that are doing the exact same thing I'm doing, that are experiencing the same type of challenges that I'm experiencing. And that, to me, was even worth the price, to know that I'm not alone out there doing the things that I'm doing. So as we did this, as it evolved, it's grown, and we hear over and over again now the people that are going back for the third year now, or the fourth year, and as they go forward, that they're saying, oh, I've made some great friends there. I'm coming back every year so that we can talk about these things. But I love the sessions that you guys put on. And again, it's not us. It's the experts that we bring in to put those programs together.
Well, I think it's a great idea. No question how successful it is, and need fulfilling, which was really what you were talking about, people that have attended. And people that I work with that will be attending for the first time this year are excited and exuberant about the opportunity to share with, you know, share best practices, find out what's your solution. So I think it's such a great idea. We'll be back to hear more about what Mark Bennett has to say.
Are you ready to take a deeper dive into proving your worth as a trainer? Register now for Train the Trainer Bootcamp and take the first step toward becoming a certified bank training professional. Check us out on the web, interaction-training.com, and you'll be on your way to learning how to create and present training that results in learning. Interaction-training.com.
Mark, what size, if that even is an appropriate question, but what size bank or credit union is the conference designed for?
That is an interesting question, and it's something that we, as we first developed this, asked ourselves, what size of a financial institution will benefit from this conference? And what's interesting is that it's been all sizes. I had the opportunity to look at our registrations that are coming in for the conference for this year. And the smallest financial institution that's represented is $22 million in asset size. The largest is $9.1 billion in asset size. And we have a number of financial institutions that are under 100 million. We have a number of them that are over 5 billion in asset size. So it's basically all sizes of financial institutions. And what we find is that some of the titles that are represented are training managers, training officers, training coordinator. I guess basically if you have training in your title, it would apply. Mm-hmm. But also human resources people, employee development, and even compliance people are on the attendee list for the upcoming program. So as we put the topics together, we try to get them to have enough selection there that anybody can benefit from it. But again, the other big part that people are going to benefit from a lot is the networking that takes place throughout the conference.
Well, and you mentioned putting topics together. Showcase a couple of topics that will be covered at the upcoming conference.
Sure, I'd be glad to. First of all, we do have some general sessions, and then we do breakouts. And again, once we have those breakout sessions, it does give people an opportunity to check what topic is most of interest to them. But we open the program with a keynote presentation. We're very excited this year to have Carrie Lorenz. And Carrie was the first female F-14 fighter pilot in the U.S. Navy. She's also the author of a book that's been very popular called Fearless Leadership, High Performance Lessons from the Flight Deck. As you can imagine, Carrie has some great stories, and she's going to share with us how great leaders really inspire, how they use good judgment, how they take initiative, and how they make decisions with integrity, which is very important. So that should be a great session. The other thing we know is that e-learning is constantly evolving, and it's difficult to keep up with all the things that are changing there. So one of our sessions is going to deal with how to determine whether Adobe Captivate or Articulate Storyline is the best tool for your financial institution. I know a lot of you are probably using one of those tools, or maybe both of them, or you're in the process of deciding which one do we want to move forward with. And along those lines with e-learning, we're doing an 8-hour pre-conference this year that's going to go into a great depth on e-learning basics and also the tools, lots of the tools that can be used for your e-learning, and there's going to be even hands-on portions of that where you're going to develop a little project. So that should be pretty exciting. I'm also pretty excited this year that we're going to have a person by the name of Art Cohn. And he's going to discuss retention by demonstrating how the mind operates. And it's a very interesting session. I've had an opportunity to watch it. And I think people will come away with that just amazed at the things that will help your students retain the information that you're presenting to them. Some other topics, we're talking about achieving an ROI on training, always very important, especially to senior management that's paying the bill for this. Getting leadership buy-in for soft skill training. Also, keeping your participants focused. Another session on ways to keep your classroom training engaging. We're also going to have a fun session on using improv in leadership training. And, of course, there's a lot of sales training going on out there. We're going to have a session on how to build a sales culture. And then we're happy to have one of the biggest compliance experts in the country, Carl Pry, discussing compliance training and really what are going to be the hot buttons in the next year. I think that's important to everybody so that you can look forward and say, hey, you know, what are we going to need to train on in the area of compliance? But we're also very excited that we get to have Honey back for the third year. And this year, I guess you're going to tell us how to create training advocates and not adversaries. So adversaries, I mean, should say it right. But I think will be very exciting as well. And then one of our most valuable sessions is something we call Steal This Idea. We did it the first year, and people keep asking, spend a little more time on this. We've expanded it this year. But what it basically involves is learning from each other, where we have groups sit down together and talk about some of the things they're doing in their financial institutions, some of the projects they put together, some of the training methods they've used, sharing that with their table, and then picking some of those to share with the entire group of participants in the conference. So that is always a very valuable session. I know, honey, you've kind of led that in the past and done a great job on that.
Well, you certainly have packed this conference with wonderful information, and I think that's how I get so excited about it every year, is finding out from you, and not only coming up with a topic that I've been able to offer, but how you make it so all-inclusive from again this year talking about the e-learning challenges all the way to compliance and everything in between. And retention, I'm excited about attending that session as well, because where we talk so much about training, you know, what our clients are most interested in is learning. You know, how do we help people learn? So that's very exciting. Well, in addition to the topics and things you've kind of covered here about the conference, how would you suggest a person that wants to come to the conference convince management this is a good investment for the bank or the credit union?
Well, I would say, you know, if your organization has determined that it's important to have someone in the training role, they really then should realize how important it is to train that person. And we like to say that your conference, this conference, is basically your turn to learn. And we think that's critical, that you have those opportunities to get outside your financial institution and to learn some new ideas. I really don't think anyone would come away from this conference without finding one thing that will make your financial institution more efficient and your coworkers more motivated, which should easily cover the investment. In fact, one session may, if you're trying to determine which learning tool to use and which one to purchase, which is a big investment down the road. You may find the answers during this conference, which will save you hours and hours of research and perhaps save you from buying the wrong product that wouldn't work for you. You know, someone told me after the first year attending, honey, that every time they implement something they learned at the conference, they let their supervisors know that they learned that at the conference. And they also then said they haven't had any problem getting approval for future conferences after that. So the other thing I would say, if budget is an issue for you or time away is an issue, we do offer this conference live via streaming, or it can all be purchased on demand as well.
Well, that's innovative and certainly a solution. But I would stress the point that you've made best, and that is the opportunity for networking and learning from other people. Well, as we begin to wrap up here, Mark, I'd like for you to share with our audience how they can contact you or check out your webinars or sign up for the Bank Trainers Conference. What would you suggest they do?
Certainly, and there are several websites. First of all, for the Bank Trainers Conference, we have a specific website for that called banktrainers.com. Pretty simple, banktrainers.com. And as far as our webinars, it's very simple as well. We have one called bankwebinars.com. And if you're a credit union, we have one called cuwebinars.com. Now, if you forget all these websites, you can just email us at info@TTS, which stands for Total Training Solutions, train.com. info@TTStrain.com.
Excellent. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time. And I know that our audience has certainly benefited with the insight you shared about ideas to make the most out of different training investments, especially the information you gave us about how to make the most out of a webinar. I compliment you and your team on what you do to help the industry with all different types of training matters. And I know that I'll see you next month in Nashville. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in today.
And thank you so much, honey, for giving us the opportunity.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Training Matters with Honey Shelton.